It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, thank you and welcome back. And it's time to bring Ray Dustar on the segment again, on the show again. And this is his segment, I would say, because last time we were talking about the A, B, and C's of vitamins. And everyday juicer Ray Dustar is very, very passionate about vitamins. And so am I, because as a practitioner and as a clinician, I know that these are the elements that make your body work. They are what keeps you healthy. If you get deficient in any one of them, there are biochemical breaks. Yes, your body starts to break down, and that could look a million different ways. So welcome to the show, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back so we can round out the vitamin world. Last time we did A, B, and C, and today we're going to help everybody understand the benefits of D, E, and K. And I'm actually going to solve a question that I've always had, and I'm sure others, and that is, why do we jump from D to K? Why is there no vitamin, or E to K, I should say? Why is there no F, H, I, and J? So I'm going to solve that as well. But hey, I had to share this real quick because I started off my day today with, you know, one of the best things and things that makes me, you know, so happy, and that is feedback from people who are either taking my Boost liquid vitamin product, or they've jumped on my everyday juicing bandwagon, or ideally they've been doing, you know, both of them. So I got an email from Maria Ansari, who has been a booster for about 6 or 7 months, and then I just convinced her for the past 2 months to start fresh vegetable juicing. So she wrote me, "Ray, I am so stoked. I think I may have finally turned a corner with my diabetes. My readings yesterday were all amazing. I had gestational diabetes after the birth of my two children. My readings were never as low as they were yesterday. My doctor was amazed. And even when I was on insulin when I was pregnant, I wasn't getting these results. I'm drinking 3 cups of vegetable juice a day. I keep my veggies to romaine, parsley, celery, kale, some spinach, half a lime, half a lemon, a small apple, and 2 to 3 strawberries to help with the taste, just like you recommended I do. And I'm taking my Boost every morning. I can't thank you enough. I feel like I'm finally on the path to success. Juicing and boosting has changed my life." So I had to share that because I've been on cloud nine ever since kind of getting that from Maria. And, you know, it really speaks to everything you stand for and everything I stand for. And that is, you know, food and nutrition, whether that's vitamins or nutrients or minerals or protein or whatever the case may be, you know, you really can see legitimate results from this when you know what you're doing, you sustain it, and you do it on an everyday basis. Isn't that great?
I think that's awesome. I mean, and that's great because she's got, I think, what I would call an optional issue, okay, an optional problem. It's completely optional sometimes to have these health conditions, meaning they're modifiable. You can change them. Now, type 1 diabetes, different story. But, and so, in, I would say, getting more vitamins and minerals into her diet, so fueling the tank of her body and how her body works, she was able to turn the corner with her diabetes. Excellent story, Ray. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
No problem. I love it. So let's jump into the back half of the vitamins. You know, last time we talked about vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, and obviously of the spectrum of vitamins, you know, vitamin Bs, especially B12, and then vitamin C, you know, those are kind of the sexy vitamins. They get a lot of notoriety because they've been known to promote energy and they've been known to promote immunity. But when it comes to vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, they're also incredibly important. And they fall, all three of those fall into the category of a fat-soluble vitamin. That means that they are not water-soluble, so you do want to be careful with the amount of vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K that you're taking in on a daily basis, because unlike vitamin B and unlike vitamin C, your body does not dispose of those naturally, you know, by basically, you know, going to the bathroom and removing the excess. So vitamin D, you know, to me is the one vitamin that, you know, is something that everybody ideally can start off by trying to get some sunshine. It's the sunshine vitamin, okay? So your body gets it when you go out in the sun and the ultraviolet rays hit your skin. Now, you know, what I tell people, and I'd love your opinion on this, personally, I try to get 10 minutes of sunlight, direct sunlight a day, and whether that means I just stop my work and I go sit outside on a bench or on a chair or something for 10 minutes a day, I really, really try to do that on a daily basis, and I can probably say I do it about, you know, 5 days out of the week. What are your thoughts on something like that with direct sunlight, no sunscreen, and just letting the sun hit your skin for about 10 minutes?
I think that's absolutely amazing. I think it's a great, no matter where you live. I mean, if you live and you've been sucked in the Midwest or the eastern part of this country, you might want to use something like a sunlamp. The one thing also that I know about actually getting direct sunlight and trying to synthesize vitamin D that way, you got to have a good healthy liver to make it absorbable, and also you got to have good gut flora. So getting out in the sun is awesome, but minding your, I would say, P's and Q's, or your L and G, your liver and gut, is also very important.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, because when it comes to food sources for vitamin D, you know, this primarily comes from cheese, fortified milk, healthy cereals, and, you know, fish. So a lot of people, you know, if you're vegan or if you're not really, you know, into that, so if you're dairy-free and you're not getting a lot of sunlight, you really need to try and get out in the sun a little bit, or take a supplement, whether that's Boost, which is in liquid form, which is going to give you 100% daily value of vitamin D, or something else that you want to take. You know, you really need to make sure of the vitamin D. So that's vitamin D, you know, something that I think is you know, on people's radar. Vitamin E is an interesting one, because I think of all the vitamins that are out there, this might be the one that gets, you know, the least attention, along with the vitamin A. But it's an incredibly important antioxidant and vitamin that does help with immunity. Again, it's a fat-soluble vitamin, so that means it interacts with the fat that's in your liver and your kidneys. And so it's going to help, you know, protect against free radicals. Free radicals are something that, you know, are basically most things, when they say they're an antioxidant, they're trying to rid the body of cells that have been split through, you know, whether that's processed food or stress-related or whatever. Vitamin E really helps protect the body against free radicals, and it does boost immunity. A lot of people like to use vitamin E on their skin, and there's been a lot of, great results that people have gotten with their skin for vitamin E. But again, here, you know, I'd recommend everybody, you know, take a look and see, you know, what are they getting from vitamin E from their food, like vegetable oils, nuts, green vegetables. Actually, this is great for all the juicers out there, or hopefully the future juicers out there. You're going to be able to get a lot of vitamin E from juicing leafy green vegetables. So that's
awesome.
Vitamin E, and then the last one of the vitamin
60
spectrum.
60 seconds, Ray.
I want to touch on is vitamin K. How much time do we have?
60 seconds, Ray.
All right, great. So vitamin K, in the old days for coagulate, it's a fantastic vitamin that basically makes protein for blood clotting and healthy bones. Once again, leafy green vegetables are a great source of vitamin K. You end up, you know, getting it from a great supplement like Boost in liquid form. So that's
all
pretty
right,
much
you
your
have
entire
it.
Spectrum of
so,
vitamins.
There you have it. And you're going to have to tell us why we don't have the in the middle little letters, but we will talk about that later, because it's about time that we're going to take a break. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. I got Ray Dustar with me. Vitamins are not just a couple aisles in your health food store, folks. They are fuel in your tank for your body. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Thanks so much.